This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com. And I am with Lisa Rosser, and we are in Johnston, Iowa, at DuPont Pioneer at Ag Careers HR Roundtable. Lisa, thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was a great event today.
It was. You know, I was really excited that you were coming today because there has been a lot of talk. Your expertise is obviously veterans, and there's been a lot of talk about getting more veterans hired into the workplace. But we should start off and have you talk a little bit about your background and why you are such an expert in terms of transitioning veterans back into the workforce.
Sure. Well, I'm the founder of a company called The Value of a Veteran. And what we are is an HR training and consulting firm. So we teach organizations how to understand the military better so that you can appreciate the skills that they bring, how you can market, source, and retain this kind of talent. And what led me to start this company back in 2006-2007 timeframe was seeing that the unemployment rate for veterans was increasing, and yet there were at least signs that companies wanted to hire the veterans. And so what's the disconnect here? Why aren't people appreciating their skills? Because having served in the military myself, I did 22 years, and I have 16 years of HR experience, it's like I know they have great skills, so there's a problem here. And part of the problem was that people don't really understand the military. And so if you understood the military better and the skills that we had to offer and are willing to have a conversation about the skills, then you would see that there's actually a lot of correlation between what we do in the military and what the civilians are looking for. And perhaps that would increase the hiring. So that's what I set out to do, is be sort of that interpreter in the middle, talking to specifically to the HR professionals, hiring managers and supervisors, and getting them to understand the military culture a little bit better and understand our skill sets better so that you can recruit us better.
Well, Lisa, I think people don't realize exactly how many Americans are serving in the military at any given time. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that men and women are getting out at different every day,
right,
all over the country. So on any average day or average month, how many veterans are looking for jobs?
The last statistic I heard was somewhere in the neighborhood of 800,000 people are currently unemployed right now. Veterans are currently unemployed. We have roughly 3.1 million people serving right now, and that's a combination of active and then National Guard or Reserve service. And on any given year, our turnover rate is about 200,000 people leaving the service. And that number is actually expected to increase over the next couple years because we're in a forced drawdown right now. We built up after 9/11, now we're growing back down. So, you know, 250,000 people a year, adding on to the folks that are already unemployed, this is a significant issue. And it's something that we as a nation, as employers, can certainly put a dent in that. If, again, we make an effort to really kind of understand and be willing to have a conversation with the service member, because I feel that you will learn far more about their experience and their compatibility with your roles if you take the time to talk to them. But if you're trying to just make the resume work, chances are it's not going to be a good fit. It's never going to make it through your applicant tracking system. So be willing to have a conversation, and you will get better at recruiting these veterans.
Well, what type of skills do you feel, from being on both sides of the table, do you feel that HR managers right now are currently or maybe inadvertently overlooking when they see a resume from a veteran?
Well, a lot of it goes back to the fact that we just don't really understand these weird job titles, these weird codes that we have on military resumes, and that is on the service person to try and interpret that a little bit better. But understanding that they don't really have a frame of reference to compare it to anything in the civilian world. So if the HR person educates themselves a little bit, then perhaps they'll see things that will jump out at them and go, oh, I know I should get excited about that because it makes sense. So what should they be looking for? Well, again, it depends on what your company routinely has a need to hire. Are you looking for particular occupational skills? For example, logistics, transportation, healthcare, any of those kind of things, natural fit for what we do in the military. But maybe the types of roles you fill are more the softer skills. You're looking for people with managerial experience, operations experience, problem-solving, leadership abilities. Okay, well, the military has that in abundance, but that's not typically what's reflected in the resume because we don't have resumes in the military. They don't have a lot of experience writing them. So they're very focused on translating their occupation, and they forget about the transferable skills. They don't know that they should put that in there. So we could be increasing our hiring of veterans if we thought about more broadly where they might be a fit in the organization.
Well, for an HR person, what are some? You gave a lot of tips today in terms of different places and sources that HR managers can look to help recruit veterans, but maybe what are your top one or two recruiting tips for the HR industry right now?
Part of it is increasing brand awareness to the military members, those who are transitioning or those who are currently serving in the Guard and Reserve. Because, as we explained today, just because you might be a Fortune 20 company, people may know your brand name, like let's say you're Walmart. I've heard of a Walmart, I've been in a Walmart, but I don't really know what kind of careers are available to me in a Walmart other than what I can see, which is cashiers and department managers. You miss the whole back-end infrastructure of Walmart, all the supply chain pieces, all the distribution centers, the real estate teams, the marketing, the buyers, all that kind of stuff are also career opportunities with Walmart. But if Walmart doesn't do the outreach and education, then the service person doesn't know any different. So it's the same thing with any company. You know, they may not have ever heard of any of these agricultural companies that are here, or they may have a very narrow view of what careers and opportunities are available to them. So doing early education is probably the most significant thing people can do. And then also educating yourself on what the military has to offer so that you can be specific in what you're looking for. You can say, we know you have great operational skills, problem-solving skills. We know there's a lot of supply chain and logistics folks in the military, and we want to talk to every one of you. Something along that line will help the service person to know that, hey, there's opportunities with these companies I've never heard of.
We almost need to put the HR managers through boot camp.
that's a lot of it.
So they get a better sense, and while they're in boot camp, even though they're probably not allowed to chat with the person marching next to them, they can introduce the company. They might better realize.
That's actually something I make people sit through when we do like full-day workshops is I have a video that I show that's 20 minutes that takes 12 weeks of boot camp and boils it into 20 minutes. But I do that because I say that, you know, I could sit up here and tell you that they have all of these great problem-solving skills and what have you, or I could show you. And it's better to show you because then you see how it is woven into the very fabric of the military experience and how it really translates on a day-to-day basis in the military. So it makes it sink home a little bit better, I think, when we do it that way.
Well, and Lisa, you made a really good point during your presentation this morning about if you're a company who traditionally uses job boards, and you're looking to post a job description on a job board, part of their responsibility is to modify that job description so a veteran understands or can do a better job of understanding those parallel skills.
Right.
Do you also counsel or actually consult with companies on how to do that as well?
Well, part of like the training we did this afternoon was understanding the skills better so that when you go to look at your job description, now you have a better idea of what could I say that would add just one or two sentences to my standard job description that would help that military person see themselves in this role. And so it's helpful if the HR person does go through the training because, again, they understand the job description a little bit better. But leveraging the veteran employees who already work for your company, even if they're not in recruiting, find them and ask them to assist you with this. And oftentimes they'll be deliriously happy to help you because they're just so excited that you want to get better at it that they're like, you know, tell me what you want to do and I'll tell you who the profile is, or tell me where you want to go and I'll go with you and I'll translate for you. And so, yeah, take advantage of that. If they're offering, take advantage of it.
Well, the other thing I was thinking of during your presentation is we keep talking about this lack of talent and not enough talent in the pipeline and we're having to bring people overseas. But the reality is when you look at this large number of very highly skilled and trained veterans, we actually do have enough talent, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. And even if there's areas where, you know, sometimes people get a little bit stuck on, well, they don't have any industry experience. They've not worked in this industry before. And it's like, okay, you're right. The experience they have is military. It's defense. But that doesn't mean that it's not transferable. It doesn't mean that with a little bit of on-the-job training or just exposure that they will pick it up very quickly. In the military, we're constantly working in a change environment. We're always having to adapt to, you know, one year and you're in Iraq, the next year in Afghanistan, and the next year you're home. So you're always having to adapt to new technologies, new ways of doing things, and that's one of the things we actually hire for when we bring in those 17-year-olds is we're looking for people who are agile learners, people who can learn quickly because that's the nature of the work. And so they will come to your organization going, you're right, I've never worked in agriculture before, but there are a lot of things that I can see already that have parallels, and I'll pick up the agricultural stuff pretty quick.
Well, and couldn't you argue that a college student who graduates with maybe one internship has also never...
Exactly.
...has this, and think about the advantage of a veteran who actually has developed these high-tech skills well beyond... A college student.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've already demonstrated that, you know, they've got the leadership experience, the operational experience, that they can learn new technologies very quickly, that they understand processes and procedures. So this is just a new process or a new procedure, but they'll pick it up fairly quickly. And so you can get them productive quite rapidly compared to, say, just an outsider that you brought into this industry.
Well, I was originally going to ask you to give a piece of advice to the ag industry, and I think you've given a lot of advice, so maybe... we should close this interview with you giving the ag industry a challenge in terms of hiring more veterans.
For me, it's always understand why this might be a good business case for you to do this. What problem, what talent problems do you have to solve, and could veterans potentially be part of the solution? So with many industries, it's a changing industry. Maybe they have a graying workforce and they don't know how they're going to replace all of these skilled workers, or the industry has changed, like in manufacturing, where now it's a very digital environment, and so it's hard to find people that can rapidly adapt to that. That's where military can potentially be part of the solution, because we have very young, very talented, very skilled, and adaptable learners who could potentially, you know, with a little bit of training, a little bit on the job, could potentially be a really good fit for what you're trying to do. And you don't have to outsource this. You don't have to look elsewhere for it. If you're willing to make the investment at home, veterans can be a tremendous asset to you.
Great. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome.